Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Saw one that was dead now alive. And so they believe on the Messiah. Now you notice that here we read that many believe. We don't read that Yeshua did not commit himself unto them as we read earlier in chapter 2 of the Gospel of John. And so those that have believed here, people who were sincerely believing on him, yes, they have seen that the miracle of the resurrection of Eliezer, but we don't read here that Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew what was in their hearts. Well, I'm sure, and we have a confidence, he knew the hearts of all. But apparently, they came and they believe on him, and the chief priest now wanted not only to put to death Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, but also Eliezer himself. How sad was this situation in the hearts of the chief priests who consulted together against the Lord and now also against Lazarus. And so in verses 1 to 11, my dear beloved friend, we read of the Lord Jesus is presenting himself there at the home of Mary, Miriam, Martha and Eliezer for a time of dinner, of supper, where they ministered to him and worshipped him, and the whole house was filled with the odor of the ointment. How important it is for us as well, both individually and collectively in our home and collectively with other believers, to worship the Lord, to have time, to spend time with him, and also to serve him here in the world in which we live in. Now, as we move along here, from verses 12 to 19, we notice now that the Lord presenting himself now, relating to a different group, and this time, the group not so much from Bet Onyahu in the home of Lazarus and his sister in Bethany, but here, he is communicating and relating to the people who came to celebrate the Feast of Pesach. And so verses 12 to verse 19, we see the triumphal entry of the Messiah into the city of Jerusalem. To remind you that Bet Onyah is 2 to 3 kilometers from Jerusalem, come down from Mount of Olives, down crossing the Kidron Valley, climbing up to Mount Moriah, and so it's very nigh to Bethany. And so we find out the next, notice that, verse 12, we read in verse 12 to verse 16, the entry to the city of Jerusalem by our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And so we read in verse 12, the coming of the multitude of the Jewish community to celebrate the Feast of Pesach. We read, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. Again, to remind you, in the same chapter, John 12, 1, then Yeshua, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany. Now, the next day passed by, the following day, he is now entering into the city of Jerusalem. The next day, many people that were coming to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they now were preparing to receive him in the city of Jerusalem. In verse 13, they cried, Hosanna, as he was approaching the city of Jerusalem. They took branches of palm trees, and they went forth to meet him, and they cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Notice that the word Hosanna comes from two Hebrew words. Hosha means save. Na, save now. Please save. Save now. And you notice that the individuals, the people that came from all over the north and the south and the east and the west and even outside of the land of Israel coming to keep the Feast of Pesach. To remind you that God commanded the people of Israel when they would be away from the land to send delegation, male men would approach the city of Jerusalem three times in a year. The Feast of Passover, the Feast of Shavuot, weeks, the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, three times in a year, Deuteronomy 16. And they would come to the city of Jerusalem to be there to keep these appointed seasons that God had given for the nation of Israel. And so they took branches and palm trees, and they went forth to meet him, and they cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. To remind you that they were anticipating the messianic days in which the Messiah will come, the King will come, but they did not understand that before the Messiah will become the King of Israel, before he is going to reign and to rule and restore the nation as a nation and the whole world, he must first pay for the sin of this world. And what we read really here is that which was already prophetically written by the prophet Zechariah in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. This is prophetic word concerning the first coming of the Messiah. Notice, he is just, he is having salvation, he is lowly, and he is riding upon an ass. In other words, when the Messiah would come at his first coming, he will come in humility, he will come in lowliness, he will come to provide salvation, though he is indeed the King of the Jews, the King of Israel. But at his first coming, he would come in order to suffer and die and to fulfill the feast of Passover, where the Passover lamb will be killed. John in John 1 verse 29 have already proclaimed, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. He will be the Lamb, the Passover Lamb, the Pasach, who will pay for the sin of this world. But the people misunderstanding this, and yet they took branches, palm trees, they went forth to meet the Messiah, to meet Christ, to meet Yeshua. And they cried, Hosanna, save now, save now. Blessed is the King of Israel. Quoting, of course, Zechariah 9:9, who cometh in the name of the Lord. You know, I always was impressed with the psalmist of Israel in Psalm 118. That wrote prophetically about the day that the Messiah will come to provide redemption for this world. This is the psalm that he sung during the Passover days. And the psalmist of Israel said, I will praise thee, Psalm 118, verse 21, for thou hast heard me, and I become my salvation. Yeshuati. And then notice verse 22. The stones which the builders refuse is become the head of the corner. In other words, the Messiah is the stone. And the builders is the nation of Israel who will not acknowledge the Messiah at his first coming, will not acknowledge that Yeshua is the Messiah at his first coming. But he became the head of the corner. And then we read in verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in eyes. In other words, it is the plan of God. It is the Lord's doing. He knew that at his first coming, men, not only Israel, but men, the whole world will reject him. He knew that. It is the Lord's doing. He knew that. But he came to provide redemption for individuals in the days of his rejection. Whether it is Israel or whether it is the nation of the world, individuals who will trust in him and accept him in the time of his rejection. But salvation will be provided. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvel in our eyes. That's why verse 24 of Psalm 118, the psalmist says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You see, my dear friend, when the psalmist said, this is the day, Zehayom, Asher Asa Adonai. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This day that he is speaking about in Psalm 118 and verse 24 is not any normal day. Sometime you and I get up in the morning and we see the sun is shining and we are so happy and we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And surely every day the Lord had made. When the sun is shining, or whether the clouds are in the sky. It is the day that the Lord have made. But in the context of Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day when the Messiah will pay for the sin of this world. When he will become the salvation. When he will become the stone which the builders will refuse, and he will become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. This is the plan of God. In the fullness of the time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, in order to redeem them which were under the law, Galatians 4:4. He was ordained before the foundation of the world. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is very, very important for all of us to understand. It was in a plan of God because sin entered into this world. But God already knew that the Mashiach will come to become the Redeemer. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18, listen to this. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Messiah, of Christ, the Mashiach, notice verse 19, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. But Peter doesn't stop there in verse 19. He continues in verse 20 of 1 Peter 1, and he says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. In other words, God knew it was foreordained before the foundation of the world. It is fascinating to learn. And those of us who are believers today, we learn from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. You see, my dear friend, the Messiah was already foreordained before the foundation of the world, this lamb that will be slain. God knew all things. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Verse 24 of Psalm 118. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist continue. As the people of Israel, the people who came for the Passover, said, Save now, Hosanna! I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Do you remember what the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, said to them? Ye shall not see me henceforth. He said to our own people, Israel, until you're going to say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Until you're going to say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Notice what we read here, beloved brothers and sisters, here in John chapter 12. Notice what they said. The people who came for the Passover, they came forth, they took branches of palm trees, they went forth to meet the Messiah, to meet Christ, and they cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. But they did not understand that he came to die first, to pay for the sin of this world. And so as they are crying here in this passage, in verse 13 of John chapter 12, they say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Melech Yisrael, the King of Israel. We find out in verse 14 that Yeshua, as it is written, found a donkey, young ass, and sat on it. And notice that we read here very clearly, Jesus, when he had found a young ass and sat thereon, as it is written, where? Zechariah 9:9. And then these things we read in verse 14 and 15. He said, Fear not, daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt. In other words, he fulfilled what Zechariah had spoken concerning the first coming of the Messiah, that he will be sitting on an ass and drawing nigh to the city of Jerusalem. And Zechariah have provided for us this information in his message concerning the first coming of the Messiah, that he will come lowly and will be for the purpose of providing salvation, not yet to reign, because the time of his rejection will be first. He has to become the Passover lamb before he will reign as the one who will reign at the Messianic kingdom, which represented by the Feast of Tabernacles. And so listen to this as we draw nigh towards the last verses here. Verses 15, 16 to 19, we read in verse 15, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at first, but when Yeshua was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. You see, beloved friends, to remember that the disciples and the people who came to celebrate Passover, the Jewish community worldwide who came to celebrate the Passover, they did not have the information that you and I have today, but they had the Tanakh, they had the prophets of Israel, and they could read this and learn of the coming of the Messiah. Sadly, the spiritual leaders should have acknowledged him, having plenty of information that is found in the Tanakh, in the Hebrew scriptures, but they did not receive him. As we read, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, To them he gave the right to be called the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. So now notice verse 17, 18, and 19. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. In other words, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, you notice how many times we find the people. Verse 12, on the next day, much people. Verse 17, the people, therefore, that was with him. The next verse we read again in verse 18, for this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he have done this miracle. Once and again we find the people. These people are the people that came from afar to keep the feast of Pesach, and they have heard of the resurrection of Eliezer by Yeshua. They have seen, some of them, the resurrected Lazarus already there in Bethany. And now we see that they have seen him coming to the city of Jerusalem. This triumphant entry to the city of Jerusalem. And yet, beloved friends, Jesus the Messiah came now to Jerusalem, because soon and very soon, as the days pass by and Passover become the day to celebrate, Yeshua will become the Passover lamb that will take away the sin of this world. He will be crucified on a Roman cross, and he will pay for the sin of this world. And so the last verse we read, listen to this, verse 19. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how he prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. Well, this is wonderful. Even though, of course, we know that all the world didn't go after him, yet notice that the expression, so many believed on him, as we have already read in verse 11, that many believed on Jesus. Here we see the leaders, the Pharisees, says, the whole world, the world is gone after him, because many had recognized that Yeshua was indeed the Messiah. And the Lord knows the hearts. He knows those that really belong to him and those who do not. And we trust that anyone who hears the message of the gospel will make sure that he or she, turning their hearts to the person of the Lord Jesus, receiving him as your Lord and your Savior, and believing on him not only because of the miracles that he had made, but because of who he is. I'm reminding you once again, in John chapter 20, and verses 30 and 31, John really concluding this gospel concerning the person of the Messiah. And he says there, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Yes, he raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind. The lame could walk. The deaf could hear, the dumb could speak. But the reason that he came, that Yeshua, that God the Son came to this world, is to become the Redeemer, to become the Savior, to become the one that will provide a salvation here in this world for people such as you and I, who are lost by nature, who are sinners. And we must learn to trust in him, because there is only one way in order to receive salvation. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, if you only will believe on him. The Apostle Paul said these wonderful words in Romans chapter 10. He said these words in verses 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. As the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. My dear friend, do you believe on the Lord Jesus the Messiah? Did you acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior? Here he comes. He is on the way to Jerusalem to pay for the sin of this world and to become the Lamb of God. And so behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of this world. And so in these first 19 verses of John chapter 12, the Lord Jesus the Messiah relates himself to his friends in the town of Beit Onia, Bethany, verses 1 to 11. And then he relating to his Jewish people, the Jewish community who came from all over the land of Israel and beyond, to keep the feast of Passover, he presenting himself, seeking and longing for them to believe that he was indeed the promised Messiah. Most didn't. Many did. Hopefully you, today, while it is the day of grace, hopefully that you will come to believe indeed in the person and the work of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Well, God bless you, my friend. Until our next message, I will say to you, Shalom, Shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.